Visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coach's Corner. And coach, I saw the result with Pike Valley. And what did Pike Valley do right against you guys?
Say that again, I'm sorry.
what did Pike Valley do against you guys?
They stayed on blocks, and we refused to get off of them. That's basically what happened. Our offense moved the ball well. We shot ourselves in the foot with fumbled snaps, fumbled pitches. But other than that, it came down to they blocked and we let them.
And coach, I know you don't like seeing the miscues here at this portion of the season. How have you emphasized to them that, you got to clean it up?
Basically, I said that, if you don't want to clean it up, I'll just put you on the bench and find somebody else who will. That's about where we're at right now.
It's as simple as that, coach. I've asked every other coach that I've spoken with this week, how do you assess your team right now as over the halfway point of the season?
Well, I was hoping that we'd be overachievers, but right now, we're probably slightly underachievers.
It's as simple as that. What have you seen in practice this week from your guys as you want to try to bounce back in a big way with Hartford coming up?
Well, hopefully we see effort. Hopefully we decide to want to get off blocks, and hopefully we decide that we want to make sure that we get the snaps and everything else right. If we don't, it's going to be another long night.
Visiting with Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza here on the Area Coaches Corner, and you got Hartford coming up tomorrow. Hartford, getting some guys back. I know I talked to Coach Dana Kistner yesterday and said they're getting a couple guys back. Against Lebo, they had to play 7-on-7. But what stands out about Hartford, knowing they were able to piece together something positive late in that game against Lebo?
It is what it is. They figured something out. We figured something out against Lebo too. So, if we go out and we decide that we don't want to get blocked and we clean up the mistakes, I think we'll be fine. I know Hartford's got some kids that are probably a couple of kids that are more athletic than the ones we got. And if we can make sure that we find them and hem them in, we should come away with a W.
All right, Coach. Appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Hartford. Talk to you again next Thursday.
Hey, thank you for everything you do.
That is Waverly head football coach Nick Forenza joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by the First National Bank of Kansas, Stewart Services, LLC, and MT Networks on KVOE, live and local.